Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to a new episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I'm your host, Nate Boogie. First of all, of course, you know I got to set it out right. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Call that number, you can text that number, leave me a message, let me know what you think about the show, love it, hate it, whatever it may be. You can also email me at theboogie300@gmail.com. I'm always social networking. Check me out online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me at NateBoogie or at Boogie300. As usual, I got a great show lined up for you. The reality TV thing is just going way beyond for me. We got a couple with a new reality show and a mother with a reality show on the way. Also, my girl Lil' Kim, I checked her out this past Friday on 106 in Park, and I didn't even know who the hell I was looking at. I definitely want to talk about that. And also, this past Sunday, of course you know, Oprah interviewed the family of Whitney Houston, including her daughter. Find out what I think about that. Just to get you a heads up, I didn't even watch it, but hear my take on it. Without further ado, I got a great show. Let's get it started. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
To the Chico, I'm here, oh yeah, I promise I ain't going nowhere. Okay, here, like a hare, like a rabbit, I like carrots, I'm allergic to having bunny ears. Like broke, like nope, like huh, I ain't no joke, I can't be stopped. Like nope, still a beat, no. Two seats in the 911, no limit on the black car. Told y'all it's gonna go ham, to the ocean with my backyard. No lies in my verses, hey, please pardon all the curses. Hey, shit gotta come in some way, fuck, when you growing up worthless. Middle finger to my old life, special shout out to my old head. If it wasn't for your advice, a nigga would have been so dead. I'm living life till these niggas kill me, turn this up if you niggas feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy, Pablo, Picasso, Rocco's, Rilke's. Graduated to the MoMA, and I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona, y'all can pray me for a motherfucker fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart, Could have been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing that stop me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook stop. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking boss. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me?
Straight off that Watch the Throne album, Jay-Z, Kanye West with Who Gon' Stop Me. Who gonna stop me now? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up 773-234-5078. Of course, you can check me out online. Facebook.com/IamNateBoogie. Like that page or follow me on Twitter at Nate Boogie or at Boogie 300. Now, back into the news. Reality TV show just keeps on keeping on. Love it, hate it. It's not going anywhere. We got a new couple coming out with a new reality TV show. Chad Ochocinco and Evelyn Lozada got their own reality TV show. I cannot begin to express how pissed off I am about the show. First of all, I've seen bits and pieces of her in Basketball Wise, and she's just a messy ass broad. Point blank, period. Chad Ochocinco, who is he that I would want to watch? Okay, let's rewind back. For you who don't know, Evelyn Lozada, she used to date the NBA player Antoine Walker. Antoine Walker blew through $200 million. That's right, $200 million. She's gone. He actually tried to sue her, saying that she helped spend a lot of that money, which I can rightfully so believe. So when the money left, so did she. Now she's with Chad Ochocinco. Now let's look. He played for the New England Patriots this year. How many people remember seeing him? Exactly, which means one thing, his career is on the downside. So who's going to be disappearing as soon as that money goes? That's right, her. And just a couple things. What am I going to watch them do? I called myself, I don't know how the TV got on this channel, but I caught a piece of Ice-T and Coco, and that was just the dumbest damn show. You got these wealthy people living a life that a majority of people will never, and watch them bicker and complain and do just stuff like look for a new house because she had too many clothes for the closet. Like, for real? Who the hell can even relate to that? Just stupid nonsense. So, guess where my TV won't be when that show comes out. Also, you had to know this one was coming. Mama Jones from Love & Hip Hop, Jim Jones's mother. Yeah, huh? It's coming out with her own reality TV show. Now, first of all, nothing but love and respect for the mothers out there. Jim Jones, his mother. But certain things just need to be left alone. Like putting her out there to have her own reality TV show. No deals. I know you prefer for her to make her money, but find something else for her to do. Everybody mama ain't made for TV. Mama Jones, just say no. It's as simple as that. Anyways, when I come back, I seen my girl Lil Kim on 106 in Park yesterday commemorating the death of Notorious Big, and I didn't even know who the hell I was looking at. Find out what I think about Lil Kim when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Right? How do you arrive at that point? You got to also look at that. You have to look at that. You got to look at the environments and the places we live in and how things are set up and how things are structured and how we're always the last on the totem pole, even from our school to our roads to, you know, everything that we get, all the obstacles that's placed in front of us, even our living condition. We live in a project. Someone lives here, 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 and here. You know, you have to deal with all these different types of personalities. You have you on the box. Someone goes above you, below you, to the right of you, to the left of you. Every day you have to manage that certainty. And that's just one, that's just two floors. And these buildings have 26 floors and there's a ton of them.
With dirty passes, my people pass the collection plate. He bought the bins with acres and crazy real estate. That's motivation. My people living wicked. That's food for thought. You motherfuckers can do the dishes. And I got nieces who need me. They fathers ain't important. Instead of birth, they should've contemplated abortion. I got a girlfriend. She like them Gucci shoes. She hold a nigga down. You deserve them, boo. Rolling in Porsches, I see it. I need that Panamera. I'm going gorilla on niggas. I think I'm Che Guevara. I got Virginia. They with me. It ain't another rilla. Don't fuck with tickets. Them bitches will give you some Manila. This BOA. What's your motivation? I summed it up in a verse. My Kelly Rollins waiting.
Patience, persistence. Got the world listening. Brought my city's culture to the game now in existence. What's your motivation? What's your motivation? Not concerned with most rappers. Me and my king. Bars crazy. Of course I'm living the dream. What's your motivation? What's your motivation?
Motivated, no debate, I'm a fucking mason. So fuck the speculation, bitch, I'm as cold as basements. See, this what happens when you rap like you ain't no one favorite. Though you know you the greatest, the totem pole is just way up. And you down, hold it down for my nigga them. Lost my nigga last week, tears still lingering. Though it's strange, growing pains have a way of teaching us. Though I'm chasing dreams, I don't navigate for sleeping much. Acerate the swisher, gotta fill it with some killer. Got me feeling light, hit it, get nigga, Phillip Rivers. Weird niggas make me sick too, I don't need no pistol, cause everybody know all of my niggas with me skip school. Classless niggas ask me if they give a fuck. They blast for me and I don't roll with no atheists. I give my lady love, I need my lady's love. You be with chickens like Smokey tripping off Angel Dust. Angel Dust. Tony Lewis told me do it. Told me rap the city good and keep the board moving. I'm a good winner, I'm a sore loser. And I be getting to the point just like a short hooper. Earl Boykins, I'm hearing voices, I try to listen. Out in the district, they selling water and buying pistols. I'm selling wisdom, just try and listen, I'm trying to get you. Trying to make a couple million off of my ambition. My ambition, nigga.
I'ma be honest, man, I never said fuck the music. That's what made me embrace the music. You know what I mean? And one of the last things he told me before he went to federal prison was, keep doing what you're doing to emulate the greats. You understand what I'm saying? And all I absorbed was, well, of course, that Big, that Tupac, and that's what we was on. We really was living that music. That's why I'm always separate myself from one artist with one album deal. MTV was at my house for Cribs, like, damn. You put out one album, how you do this? Don't ask no more questions. Just film, you know what I'm saying? I hustle different.
I said patience, persistence. Got the world listening. Brought my city's culture to the game, now in existence. What's your motivation? What's your motivation? Not concerned with most rappers, me and my king. Bars crazy, of course, I'm living the dream. What's your motivation? What's your motivation?
I hear the people talking. I know these haters watching. I know their souls is filled with envy and won't believe me. They can't break my concentration. I know the road I'm taking. I know the moves I'm making. I am my inspiration.
I said patience, persistence. Got the world listening, brought my city's culture to the game, now in existence. What's your motivation? What's your motivation? Not concerned with most rappers, me and my king. Bars crazy, of course, I'm living the dream. What's your motivation? What's your motivation?
Straight off that mixtape with 11-1-11, that's the homie Wale, that joint is called Podium. Shout out to Wale, Maybach Music Group doing the damn thing. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie, this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Back to the news. Check this out, y'all. I seen Lil' Kim last Friday on 106 and Park, and all I can say is, what the hell? First of all, she was on there to commemorate the passing of Notorious Big and, you know, rest in peace, Notorious Big and all. But I'm like, what the hell has Lil' Kim done to herself? Have you guys seen her face? Seen her? It's just like, it doesn't even look like Lil' Kim. I don't know who the hell I was looking at. I couldn't even stop looking at it. You know how you just want to cut something off because you're like, oh, but it's like you were so in shock that this was the same person that you seen, you know, years ago, Junior Mafia. And it's like, there's no way in hell this is Lil' Kim. I mean, I don't know what she looked like. Like, she didn't even look like a woman. She looked like she could have played in White Chicks Part 2. It was just like she had got something surgically done to every inch of her face. And for her to not like somebody like Nicki Minaj, it's almost like the look that she was going for was the Nicki Minaj look. And I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, all right, when Nicki Minaj first came out, she tried to be like Lil' Kim, you know, with the posing and the squatting and all that. And then she finally took on her own persona. And then it looks like Lil' Kim has started to try and look like Nicki Minaj. And I was just like, what the hell? Get it together, Lil' Kim. I mean, you know who I blame? I blame the people around her. I blame the people around these celebrities who allow them to do this stuff, because none of them are bold enough to tell them no because they're scared they're going to get cut off, punk asses. Quit being a punk. Be that friend that's actually a friend and stop them from making the mistakes that they're making. Speaking of the people around them, when I come back, Oprah interviewed the family of Whitney Houston as well as the daughter. Find out what I think about that. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
I need your hands up, put them in the sky, get them high, 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 high. This moment is what destiny provides, so we fly, 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 fly. And we've been living life beyond a dream. The vision is motivation, we're making it by our means. So fill your glass high, raise the smoke, and if you live in life, make a toast. Smoke's gone, vision's so clear. Time to go on, show's on, live with no fear. I'm a hurdle over obstacles, anything is possible. Plus I got a monster roster that's short of unstoppable. Dream-driven focus on my team winning, that's all I can see. And it keeps me inside a deep vision. Time is of the essence, but I never wait, and I never hesitate. All this power, I can make it levitate. Round table meetings, them goals with the victories a must. I put my heart and soul in everything, is what I trust. Papers rolling, take a puff, nature's love got in the world. Minor setbacks on the way, but that makes everything is worth. Trying to look inside myself and pull the best out of my soul. Throw it out inside the world, and that's where I wanna go. I don't got no destination, that's a trip across the globe. Everything is inspiration, never give up, give it go. I need your hands up, put them in the sky, get them high, 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 high. This moment is what destiny provides, so we fly, 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 fly. And we've been living life beyond a dream. The vision is motivation, we're making it by our means. So fill your glass high, raise the smoke, and if you live your life, make a toast. I wake up to thoughts scattered for boss madness. Breaking weed upon hemp papers and bunk patterns. Curveball pitches, still knock them out the park. Still plop a profit march, still cop no spot with narcs. I'm all about my life and living free. Turn the business into value, turn right now to history. Keep a good circle around you, niggas love to see you weak. If you deep within yourself, you don't hear them haters speak. You don't hear them say a word unless it benefits. They living in the past, something I got better since. And a lot of niggas brag, I got evidence. Never fill my music up with swag, that's irrelevance. I take you in my world, it really shines. Introduce you to a circle full of innovative minds. Inspirational achievers taking leadership in line. So by nature we succeed, as I believe that it's our time. I need your hands up, put them in the sky, get them high, 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 high. This moment is what destiny provides, so we fly, 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 fly. And we've been living life beyond a dream. The vision is motivation, we're making it by our means. So fill your glass high, raise the smoke, and if you live your life, make a toast. This shit ain't over, keep them hands aerial. Where that whack music at? We gon' plan burials. We gon' jam stereos, dance floors, iPods. Capture it on video, cams on the tripods. Waiting for my chance to advance. Captivating fans, blazing plans, raise them hands. We formulating plans, trying to take it over land. I knew I could take it there from the moment I could stand. Now I'm seeing where I am, trying to stand a little higher. Cause ain't no point in being fly if you can't aspire. So everything I do is dedicated to desire. LGIT Entertainment, circle like a ring of fire. These haters only hate me cause I'm something they admire. Ain't nothing about me lazy, I do more than what's required. You see it like I see it, then we gon' change the future. The iron side inspired, dream drivers, I salute ya. Let's get it then. I need your hands up, put them in the sky, get them high, 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 high.
This moment is what destiny provides. So we fly, 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 fly. And we've been living life beyond a dream. The vision is motivation, we're making it by our means. So fill your glass high, raise the smoke. And if you live in life, make a toast. I need your hands up, put them in the sky. Get them high, 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 high. This moment is what destiny provides. So we fly, 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 fly.
That was this week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week. His name is Jay Biz, repping that New York, New Jersey area. Shout out to Jay Biz. If you're looking to be this week's, next week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week, submit your music and your bio today to theboogie300@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, Fresh Take. Now, put your music in the email. Don't send me a link to your music, because I'm not clicking on links. Send me your music and a bio to theboogie300@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put Fresh Take. Simple as that. Now, back to the news. This past Sunday, I don't know if you guys know, Oprah interviewed the family of Whitney Houston as well as the daughter, and just got everybody's take on everything that's transpired since the death of Whitney Houston. I don't know what was said in the interview. I didn't even watch the interview. I had no interest in watching at all, because the fact of the matter is Whitney Houston is no longer with us. And if there's somebody in the family that knew something was wrong with Whitney and had the ability, the power to step up and say something and didn't, I damn sure don't want to hear about it now. It's like, you know, stealing the gas to pay for the car that got repoed. It's like, it's pointless now. You don't have it anymore. She's gone now. So what's the point in sitting around talking about it? You know, furthermore, I'm hearing rumors that Bobby Christina, who's going to inherit all of Whitney Houston's assets, has money set aside for her. She's going to get some at 21, more at 25, and more at the age of 30. She wants to change her name, her last name, from Brown to Houston, I guess out of the despising of her father or whatever. Now, she tried to do it earlier, but her mother didn't want her to, so she didn't do it. But now that her mother's passed, she's going to do it. Now, I'm like, your mother's leaving you everything, taking well care of you, and she asked you not to do something, and the second that she's no longer with us, you're going to do exactly what she didn't want you to do. Show some respect. Show some respect. Is that what your mother would have wanted you to do? Is that the person who's basically set you up for the rest of your life? Is that what she would have wanted you to do? Absolutely not. Anyways, I wasn't feeling the interview. I sat here and watched the documentary on Magic Johnson and when he contracted HIV 20 years ago. I'm a hooper. I was in the sixth grade watching that when that all took place. That's what I watched. And how they're taking preventive measures to stop people from contracting the HIV virus. That's what I'm talking about. Preventing something before it happens. Not letting somebody die and then saying, oh, I knew she had a problem with drugs or whatever. Like I said, I don't know what was said in the interview, but I can only imagine. It's my take on it. Anyways, I'm off my soapbox. I've enjoyed riding with you as I do each and every week. Shout out to my riders, Kyosha, Tiffany. Make sure you follow them on Twitter at I'm Just Key and at tip_soul_fly. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Tell a person to tell a person to tell another person to check out www.boogie300.com. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Live every day at 100 miles an hour, and I'll see y'all next week. And I'm out. Peace.